Bro, when Serge was mad, did you notice this guy is always like this? He's like, whatever he's saying, he'll be like this. So what are you saying?
Because you know
so
what this, you know what this is? This here means what the fuck.
Welcome back to another episode of the Serge Just Talks podcast. It's your boy Serge Just Talks.
It's your boy Matt.
It's your boy Carl.
It's your boy Michu.
And before we hop into this episode, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Don't forget to check us out on
Patreon.
And don't forget to subscribe to our new channel,
B3,
where you guys get much more content outside of the podcast room. Not too long ago, I made you guys go through some pain. I made you guys simulate what it felt like to get contractions or period cramps. You guys remember?
Yeah, where are you going with this?
Yeah. You guys remember?
I don't know, man.
So after that video came out, I was told that apparently we weren't feeling the pain in the right spots.
Breda. I was feeling the pain.
Yeah, but just not in the right spots. And so I just thought that it would only be fair if we found out what those right spots were. Who wants to go first?
Okay, well, I'll sacrifice myself for the team.
Who is we?
I'll take one for the team. I'll go.
We is you.
Okay.
We is not me.
God damn. See, I'm doing this for y'all.
We're doing this for science.
We're doing this for y'all, okay?
Science can suck.
For y'all, because I want to feel what you feel. You know?
Pause.
you can't make this shit up, bro.
What, yo? Okay, not like that. I want to feel the pain that you go through every month.
Try again.
Hold on, okay. Let me rephrase this. I want to be...
inside.
Apparently, they do feel pain in the stomach region.
I know where you're going. I saw the comments.
But apparently, there's also a spot in the lower back.
Huh?
And also in their ass.
Okay, bro. Yo, hold on. Stop. Pause. Wait a minute.
Ladies.
Okay. Hold on. Give me a sec. Okay, that's one. Okay, it's chill. We're chilling so far.
But that's not the right mode. I forgot what the right mode was.
Wait. Hold on. How much is this?
This is three.
Three, bro.
Huh? Yo, bro, the back one is crazy, bro. But it's okay. I'm committed to it, bro. Go. Oh, my. Yo, my legs. My. Oh. Yo, my legs. Okay, stop. Okay.
We gotta reach 10. Okay. We reached it. We hit 10.
Yo, I am scared shitless, bro.
Yo, that one is... Yo.
Is that bad?
Yo, it's so fucking bad, bro. The back... Yo, if you feel like there's like things going through, like from this side going out on the other side, bro, it's crazy. Like, you feel like you're being impaled, bro. Yo, no, it's... Good luck, my niggas. Yo, good luck, bro.
Hey, yo, not you... You took one for the team. I respect that. But that's it.
After you.
Bro, I still feel it in my legs, bro.
Okay, you want to take off the one off your ass?
That's a crazy thing to say after what we went through, bro.
That's crazy.
After what we did.
Damn.
I don't want to do it at all, bro.
For real, bro. I'm telling you, that one is different, bro. I promise you.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Just give me... Okay, Matt. No. On something. Look at me. Matt.
That's two.
Wait, give me 1 second. Yo, Matt, okay.
Three.
Wait, oh, okay.
You're not surviving.
Listen, people.
Four?
I said I was sorry last time. I still am.
Five.
Matt.
Ooh, this one hits. Ooh.
Okay.
What is six?
Yo, what the fuck?
Why, seven?
What the fuck?
Seven, eight. Okay.
Yo, that shit is different, bro.
Okay, wait, hold on. There's somebody that commented. Now imagine having to go through your day and doing like day-to-day regular shit.
Oh my God.
So try to drink water at the same time. Go, put it up to
10. I guess I'm into, yo, okay, so I'm gonna say that, but like, yo, you guys should not be going to work or doing anything, bro.
Yeah.
To be honest, I feel like everything, when a girl's in a period, everything should be free. You know, just get free everything, bro. I honestly, that I did not know how bad it felt, bro. This is insane.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Give me 1 second. Give me one second.
No. One time? I got you. Hey, yeah, I got you.
No. No second.
Hold on.
Let me tell you something. I got you. Sorry.
Okay, I got this.
Oh, okay. He wants to have fun. Ha ha ha. Funny. Let's go to 5. Well, seems like nothing. We'll stay at like, what, 7?
Yeah. What's up?
Well, where's the water? Give him the water. Since we're vibing.
Yeah.
Okay. 9. Y'all kidding? Is this shit working?
Oh. It is.
Look at my. I feel like you're taking a shit.
You saw that?
It's flexing. It's flexing.
Well, that's 10.
Yo, my chair's going back.
His legs are
freezing. Yo, he's red, bro.
Okay. Well, 5.
That's crazy. Hell nah, bro.
The fuck is this? Are we bitches, bro? Like, what the... Well, not enough. We... Oh, fuck. Okay, well, it's boring. I don't want to do it with you.
I'm going to be honest.
That was painful.
It fucking hurt.
Oh, my days. Oh,
my days.
Did you see my... Yo, you know my right leg was lifting up by itself?
Yeah, I saw.
It's moving. Your legs are like... They're pulsing.
Not Carl.
Why? Why?
Not Carl.
Why?
I'm not. Not. Same not Carl.
Same order.
It's
the same thing. It's the same order.
Carl, last time Carl didn't do it, I'm not letting Carl do it.
I did it.
He didn't do it.
No, he didn't do mine. I promise on my mother's life, he didn't do it. There's no fucking way.
He did do. Oh, no, you didn't meet choose.
Yeah, exactly.
I did yours.
No, you didn't meet choose.
You didn't do me choose. I would never allow it. There's no fucking way.
Okay.
Oh, you're the one who did mine.
Yeah, because yes, then you were like, Carl, yes, I was cranking it.
Oh,
I did do it.
No.
Yeah. He did yours.
I did his.
Okay, I don't want to do it. No, I don't want to do it, Carl.
Why?
Yo, Carl, bro.
Once he hits 10.
That's bro, I've been so chill with you, bro. I figured out, bro. I swear to God. We spoke about the fucking...
So we said plus plus, right?
Yes. Plus for both
and
sides.
Then minus when it's going when we go down.
Once he hits like a couple seconds at 10, just go.
Okay.
Yeah, because that shit kills.
Yo, I swear to God, Carl, I'm
that's only 2.
I don't care. That's so uncomfortable.
Don't look at me. I can't save
you. Do you want me to crank it up?
Yeah, you are. Yes, because you gave it to him. You see how he's laughing? This is not funny. Oh, my dick.
Okay. I'll be quick.
Yo.
He just kicked me. Yo, bro! Bro! I was cracking that shit. Oh my God, what's like this? My shins, bro.
Did you see my legs, bro? I wasn't controlling. It's
I was scary. It's fucking scary.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
Okay, but do it again, but with the water.
No,
can I make? No, wait, leave it. I want to make you read something. I'm going to make you read something. Hold on.
Don't crank it to 10.
No. I'll crank it to like 3.
Okay, well, he doesn't even have the thing.
I didn't start yet.
Oh. I told you that, so I don't give it to Carl.
I thought you said go. I heard go.
Okay, so Matt, what I'm going to give you are...
Actually,
so Matt, what I'm going to give you to read is menstrual pain, facts, and stats.
That's crazy.
So you read it, okay? You start from here, read the title. Read the title, and once he reads the title,
okay, start it. To where?
Just
should I go?
Yeah. Wait, after he reads the title,
menstrual pain. You already started. Go. Pain facts and stats.
But you started
period
reading.
Pain and dysmenorrhea is a common experience for many during menstruation. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna be real with you. I'm sorry.
He fucking gagged, bro.
Yo, this one right here gave me some weird shit in my belly, bro.
Oh my god,
okay,
bro.
Wait, I just want to finish the paragraph.
What do you mean by
put
that?
Put your weird feeling where? In your belly?
You felt something in your
what?
Belly?
No, there was something weird. That's what made me gag.
What
bro.
Did you? Wow.
Is a common experience for many during menstruation. Explore menstrual pain fact and statics. Statistic. Below that you can share with your parents. Oh. Good. I don't like the now. Click, 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 click.
I went to six. I went to six.
Oh, yeah. Not going to lie. That sounds interesting, Drip Out Lie. But I think it's just going to squeeze, make your muscle tighten.
Oh, shit. It's on you still.
He said hello.
Oh, fuck.
It makes it tight, right?
Bro, I'm broskies. I'm not even controlling this shit, bro. Oh my days.
Can I put it on mine also?
At the same time?
I think you have to give me the other.
You know what we should do? You know what we should do? We're going to do this and we're going to attempt to do rock, paper, scissors. Yeah, so what we're going to do is that we're going to attempt to play rock, paper, scissors while using this little pulsation kit.
Ready?
You have to put it like at least five.
Yo,
okay, more.
Red
down. More, 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 more. Okay, ready? Ready? You can put it higher.
Go.
Yeah.
Oh,
ready, ready, ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Let's go, best of three. I'm not finishing. Go.
Okay,
right.
Wait, it went lower.
No, I didn't touch it.
Well, I'm fine.
Me too. Oh, never mind.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Go. No, do it fast, bro.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
I got it.
So, Sir John has one. Keep going.
Okay, sorry, wait. Put it down here.
Oh my days. This can't be healthy.
I don't think so.
Oh my days. Okay, best out of three?
Yeah, best out of three. Sergio has one.
Huh?
Best out of three.
I just want to say something. You said that you never lost at rock, paper, scissors, so figure it out, buddy.
For real.
Yo.
It might stay.
Okay, I'm gonna try to keep my arms straight. Go.
Line up.
So now we're at six. Now we're going to go seven for the next round.
Yeah, bro. I'm folding. Yep, I'm folding.
Ready?
Let's go.
Oh, fuck. Ready? Go.
Rock,
paper, scissors, shoot. That is that paper.
What did you do, bro?
That was paper.
Yeah, what do you mean? That was Crips, that bro. Was that was paper. Okay, so I win.
Nothing,
I oh, yeah, I got two. Okay.
Fuck, bro. That's now, best out of three. It's best out of three. It's
isn't it first to three?
No, best out. Oh yeah, no stress. You guys are going nice.
No.
You guys are going nice.
Best out of three.
First to three.
Yeah, first to three. Okay, now we're going eight. Okay,
ready?
Go.
Ready. Okay, go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Damn.
Okay, this was worse is than the period cramps, bro.
Yo, this is insane, bro. I can't even.
What the fuck?
Fuck, man.
Matt.
You guys
are both doing it.
I don't go fuck.
All right, be smart, nigga.
What do you mean, be smart?
Be smart, nigga.
All right, so let's go to five.
Wait, hold on, Matt. Matt, back up a bit. Go.
Go. That's rock, right. Paper, scissors, shoot. He went.
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck, bro?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Now we're going six. You ready?
You didn't put it on the right part of his forearm.
Yeah, he did.
It has to be here.
No, he did.
Inside?
Yeah, that's where I put my shit,
inside,
bro.
It's inside.
It's not inside. Put that shit inside the forearm.
What the fuck? Five is so different from six, bro.
What the fuck?
Told you it's different. Ready?
Now it's first to three, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's best out of three.
Shut your stupid ass up. So it's 1-1?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Go, I got
rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yo,
rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
You went
it's 2-1.
That was seven?
That was seven.
Yeah,
what?
Warm. You
went eight, bro.
No, I didn't want eight.
Ready?
Okay. Oh, wait.
So we're going seven again. Give him a second. Okay, go. Go.
Yo,
recovery time. Go.
Let's go. Rock.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
You went. So it's two.
No, he went.
No, it was you won the last.
No, it was 1-1. He just won.
It was 2-2.
Yo, don't try. Fuck.
It's 2-2.
No,
put it back up. Fuck off, bitch.
This one hurts.
Yeah, it hurts. It hurts like a bitch.
I didn't even choose my last one. I didn't choose it.
He just said, whatever comes out, bro.
This can't be sanitary, I'm sure.
Bro, this one I can.
Yeah, shoulder didn't, I didn't feel much.
Shoulders I can handle, no fucking problem. This one is no, like,
Yo, that went crazy, bro.
Hey,
those cramps, bro.
That pump, though, still.
I'm keeping this shit.
Now, we're gonna go hard questions to answer, right? So we can debate, talk about it, or whatever. All right, comes up the first question. If a man asks you for marriage, so he asks you for your hand, and the girl says no, breakup or no breakup?
No, no context, nothing else.
It's your girlfriend. You guys been together for 6 years or so. You ask her, do you want to marry me? She says no.
The woman of my dreams?
Yeah.
Breakup. I'm breaking up.
No.
No, but it's not. You can't know every girl that you're going to date is going to be your girl of the dream. So that's not, you can't say that.
Fair. No, I wouldn't break up. It depends what her reason is.
Imagine she's like, I don't love you like that.
Yeah, imagine she's
like, I don't see you like that.
No, exactly. I don't see you as a partner. I see you more as a friend.
I don't think you're hubby material.
What am I supposed to tell my second husband?
That's crazy still.
It's not your turn yet.
Oh my days.
I can't lose all my holes like that.
That's crazy. This was just for fun.
Summer's right around the corner.
Oh my dear.
But you're not Tyrese though.
You only give husband dick, but not husband material.
Babe, I'm for the streets.
I don't know you like that.
6 years.
All right, next one. Okay, that's a deep question. So, what are you not willing to compromise on your future relationship? Is there things about you, your personality, or whatever, it could be anything, that you will not compromise in any scenarios
for your
dream girl?
Your friendship?
Your friendships? Yeah. Good answer.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good answer.
I'd say,
but the question is, what am I willing to compromise?
No, not
willing to compromise.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
I thought you'd say Jim, but it's a really good answer, but I thought you'd say Jim.
1,000% Jim.
Yeah.
Huh. Imagine she says like, oh, you can't go to the gym.
No, but
I don't want
like,
you go to the gym.
Yeah, she says like, I want you to go like less and spend more time with me.
Less?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
She's not your wife.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not willing to compromise my dreams and my goals.
Okay. Mm. Good answer.
Okay.
You choose like, I'm not willing to compromise my bitches.
No, but I'm not willing to compromise my mental health.
Very good. I take your answer. Same thing. Friendship.
Be original, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Think of something else.
Because I thought that he's
going to say,
well, I don't know.
Well, now
there's a lot. There's a lot of things I compromise, but
you wouldn't compromise. You mean?
No, there's a lot of things I would tell for. That's what I'm saying. That there's, I don't.
What would you compromise?
Well, anything. If I take all, like my ex's relationships, like there's a lot of things I was doing for one, and I was not doing for the other one because she was not asking for that. You get what I mean?
Mm.
I don't know. On top of my head now, I don't know. But overall, I'd say my friendship for me. 1,000%. Spending time with my friends, spending time like not with you. I'm not saying that.
Say family.
Family.
So cute.
Good answer.
Good answer, man.
Good answer.
Great answer, in fact. Wow.
All right. Really good one. Which behaviors are off limit during an argument?
Slapping.
I got one.
Oh.
Slapping me.
I got one.
Slapping me is insane.
Screaming, yelling, cussing.
Mm.
Damn, that's like where the like. Damn, that's a fine line though.
No,
like where's the like? I'm speaking just loud. and like where do you make the difference? Like I'm screaming or I'm just actually here.
You know.
When you're actively screaming,
like there's
That screaming to me, bro, will like honestly, I'm breaking up with you. Cussing will make me like be very like I'm gonna then like turn everything off and just be straight logic. Like you'll talk to a wall, I promise you.
And when you say like cussing, do you mean like treating you names or like she's saying like fucking, fuck this shit, whatever, like a lot of fucking but not names. You get what I mean?
Cussing like insulting.
Okay, so treating you. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, as soon as you start saying hurtful shit.
Yeah.
You okay. Know,
that's where I draw the line.
And you it's the same thing?
But no, it means like if you start saying like hurtful shit. If you start saying like you're disgusting and like words like that, that's where I draw the line. On top of yelling, I don't do yelling. I will talk to you like this and argue with you in this tone. If the minute that you start yelling, I'll go, okay, we'll talk later when you're done.
Fair enough. Yeah. And you said slapping?
I said slapping, yeah.
But same thing as you, it'd be me physical. Anything physical. Done. Because screaming, I can tolerate because me, when I get heated, I'm pretty loud. So you can't really make the difference between either that I'm screaming
Who's or screaming?
I'm like, yeah, whatever. So if I say that, I wouldn't expect her to also, whatever. But if you see my two exes, they're very like more like quiet when they get mad. They're not really like loud like that. But like for myself, I'd say if it's physical, I had one girlfriend like that, that one thing and she slapped me.
That's crazy.
In an argument.
What if it turns you on though?
Didn't.
And then you guys have makeup sex.
You guys just start beating the shit out of each other.
No.
During sex.
Imagine
after slapping, bro. We can't continue a relationship after slapping, bro. Because you then open like. You open the door for like more assault and abuse to, you know, kind of creep in. And that's one thing, bro. You lay your hands on me, bro. I'm out.
Yeah.
What if like Michu goes in an argument, he goes, you know, like that.
Oh, little yeah, yeah.
Do you think that would work?
Would fix it?
No.
Imagine he did. Did you do it?
In an argument?
Yeah.
No. No, I'm very, like when I'm arguing, I'm very serious. It's actually crazy. So I'll be either very serious or if whatever you're bringing up is like not making sense, then I'll kind of like just be quiet. And then afterwards to kind of chill the tone out, you know, say something that's going to make you chuckle or whatever.
There's so many times in arguments where I tell myself, like, I'm like, just don't answer to what she's going to say. Like, just don't answer. It's not worth it. But I cave. Because sometimes they
pick you.
They gouge at me. Oh, all the time, and I'm like, you know what? Like after this hurt point, I'm gonna cut this argument short. Mm. But then they continue and continue and continue, and then I can't hold myself back but to reply.
You know how I see Sergio arguing or in an argument? Right. Let's say the girl's talking and she's talking about, let's say you're talking to a girl. She's like, in the argument, she says, "Oh, you're following this bitch on Instagram and you're talking to her." And then Sergio goes, "I'm not following her." And then she keeps going, and then he just says some shit like every 2 seconds. We're just,
bro. When Sergio's mad, did you notice this guy is always like this? He's like, whatever he's saying, he'll be like this. So what are you saying?
Because you know what this, you know what this is? This here means what the fuck?
Yeah. This is what this. The whole argument, he's like this, bro. That's him.
This is
like
me. This is when I don't understand like what is being told to me. Like, this is me. This is what are we talking about?
Oh my god!
If I'm listening to you and I feel like you have a valid point to say, I'm like this.
Yeah, that's why I said.
I'm listening. But if I'm doing this, it's because I don't understand what the fuck is going on.
That, you see how fast it goes?
It's crazy.
I'm listening. Says one thing.
You say one dumbass shit. I'm like this.
Quick draw.
But then, like, when you catch yourself back, I'm like this. Or I tease you. I'm like, I go.
All right. Up to the next one. Okay. Okay, that's good. Are there any boundaries around work that you like to set?
Like with a girl?
Yeah, like she like things that if she goes to work, there's things that you're like, that is not allowed.
Work husband?
Oh, yeah, bro.
They all work have husband. One, though, so like we'll never know. They all have one. Oh.
Yeah, even if they don't want it.
They have one.
That's why I'd much rather be doing something with her, so like we're working together. So she's like my partner.
Bro, you know who's going to be her husband?
Who?
Coffee shop. The guy that's giving her coffee.
Male guy.
Yes. She'll find another husband. It's just a fact. It's just proven. Regardless if she's working with you,
Show from home. We're working from home.
So the mail guy.
No. Email.
He's like, she's not allowed to see light. No one, no other human being.
Side note, I never said that. I never approved of that.
All right.
It's kind of toxic. Not toxic, like just working from home with your girlfriend. I feel like you got to see people.
Yeah, for sure. Most, you know, definitely. Yeah.
I wouldn't work from home. I'm not working from home at all.
Yeah.
But I can't. Just with her all the time.
Yeah, full time. Running a business from home.
Respectfully. Je posais là.
Okay, but let me put some context. Context is more like going on work trips or having a lot of like work parties and like this, that, and a third.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. I mean, it's her job. She's chasing her career. There's certain places that she needs to go and support. Yeah, she has to be with people. The reality is, like, in the corporate world, you have to like schmooze to like make your way to the top. Like, you have to get like become buddy buddy with your bosses and your superiors and get the chance to speak to the CEO and whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. So I get it. But like, as soon as we start going like, oh, I'm just gonna go grab a drink with one individual, then I'm like, weird. I think we're crossing like the coworker line there.
Yeah.
Okay. Even more context, because you said schmoof. How old?
I said what?
Schmoof. That's not what you said.
Okay.
Schmoof.
Your what? I think schmoof.
What did he say?
Schmood.
Schmood.
Is okay. That
what? Did I fuck up? What did you hear? Schmooze.
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 I don't know that word. Yeah, that's not
that's what he said.
Schmoof.
No, he's a schmoof. He's a schmooze. What did you hear? Schmooze.
Hey, listen, man.
No one got it, bro. I understood the concept of what you basically kiss ass.
Yeah.
Okay, so how open do you guys are?
Wait, hold on. So I said the word schmooze. You heard schmoove, schmooth, and whatever you understood, and you guys just did this.
Bro, I was not trying to argue with the word police, bro.
Because we all understood what it meant.
Yeah.
Until you guys were fighting, I was like, what the fuck is schmooze? I was like, what the fuck is that, bro?
Okay, so how open you guys are about your girl flirting her way up in corporate or like whatever her work is?
Yeah.
How open you are. Like, she's flirting, like, literally let you know. Like, she'll be like, listen, I have to go to dinner with this guy, go to dinner with this guy, this, that, and the third, for her to move up the scales
on of top. Her career.
Yeah.
Do your thing, girl.
Yeah. I think
I've dated bottle girls, that's what they have to do in order to sell bottles. Fair enough. So, in my mind, it's like, get your money up. Mm. I love it when they come home with like the good news of what they were able to accomplish.
I sucked this dick today.
What the fuck?
I got the promotion.
Oh my days.
She comes in walking in the door like this. I got the promotion.
Oh God. It turns out to be a group meeting.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's crazy. Wow.
Oh shit.
You're not recovering from this, bro.
It was with the African Association.
Am I blurred? Yeah, there's two new bosses, there's two new CEOs. Wow. Yeah, they were black.
Fuck, bro.
Needless to say, it was big.
It was a really big promotion.
They gave me an initial price and an initial raise, but after my convincing, they bumped it up even more.
Yeah, you're way too deep into the story,
bro. That was crazy, bro.
Hey, oh my God.
All right. Up next.
That could be a crazy scene.
Crazy scene.
What aspect of your relationship do you expect your partner to keep private?
Our fights.
I would say to a certain extent, our sexual life. Yeah.
Our fights.
Why'd you laugh before?
Nothing.
Bro, people look up to you for like the philosophical.
Yeah.
Sergio
fucked up. Yeah. Is that a first? Is Sergio fucked up?
Yeah, it is.
I fucked up many times.
You just don't put it on the clips?
So give a give a stoic answer.
About what would I want to keep private? Probably our fights. No, actually our fights.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't fight. I don't think I'll fight like that.
You would, bro. Guys. It's bound to happen. There's no way that
I
you could go.
I know you've been single for 25 years, but like...
How old are you, bro?
25.
For life.
It ain't that deep. But no, no. I really feel like I'm not going to fight that often. I'm so light.
Lighthearted?
No. I was going to say lightheaded, but then...
That's him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways.
You?
Fights, sexual. Well, sexual, I know you're going to talk about it with your friends, like close friends.
Yeah. Mm. But I like those.
Yeah, like that, I don't.
Like, talk, like, I like the. What, shut up. Yo, yeah. I like those, like, the fact that they have those conversations is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Okay. And then fights, obviously.
Because then she hypes you up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hopefully, she hypes me up.
Imagine she's like,
oh, no, but you know what?
Imagine she's like, he's fucking ass.
But, you know, the bag is big, so that's crazy.
The bag is big?
Like money?
Like your
money.
Ball sack?
Your ball sack?
No, like bag money.
Yeah, okay, bag money. Bag
is why big. Did you guys go to ball sack?
Why bag? What type? What?
The bag is big. Like the sex is ass, but the bag is big. Like, there's a lot.
She has can we skip?
You heard
sure.
That?
Fuck,
you
bro.
That? The bag is big.
Did you get a new phone?
No, it's the same. I just took the...
Did you ever heard the bag is big?
Yes, I did. Go for it.
I wanted to say, you know one thing that I really, really hate?
I don't know. They're still talking.
Like, your balls are big.
I'm sorry. You guys want to start your own podcast? No stress. Change the font in the back and...
Niggas talk about
that. Or a black... Niggas. With a black background. Yeah, you can't see me. What's so funny?
I was about to say, you know when they, like, you ask them something or whatever, and they go to their friends for advice instead of answering them or thinking their own way?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they can't decide from themselves. They need to go see their friend that hates you already, say everything that they have to say, and then her friend's going to be like, do this, and then they come back so strong, and they say, oh, and I'm like, where the fuck did that shit come from?
That it strength. Comes up.
Oh, I was about to say some shit.
Say it.
No.
Speak.
Say it with your chest.
Speak.
No, I promise you don't want me to say that.
I do.
I promise you on my mother's life you don't want me to say that.
I'm
going to say that after.
No, I want to know. Not say it.
No.
I'll cut it out.
No, I want to know.
I'll cut it out.
Fuck, bro. Ops. Hey, you shut the fuck up.
Ops. No, not even.
Say it.
I was just to say something. I was just say,
uh-huh.
What do you wish your partner or your future or your ex-partner, regardless, understood about you?
My ex?
You fucked me up with that.
Okay, yeah. So the reason why they have to present past and future is just because, like, let's say there's a thing that your ex-partner never understood about you and you say wish understood about you.
Yeah, so forget them. So let's focus on my future.
Okay, one. Future. Could be future.
So
something that you want them to understand about you that you know it's like... Like, it's kind of hard.
Kinda odd.
Odd or hard for them to, like, kind of notice right away. Like, you kind of have to be vocal about it, but your heart, maybe it's hard for you to be vocal about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Head.
That's it. Yo, read that.
Yo.
How much?
That doesn't even answer the question.
It does.
The question is, what is something that you would like your future partner to know about you? Your answer, head.
No. Repeat. That's not the question. That's not the question. My answer is right.
What do you wish your partner understood about you?
Head.
I need you to understand how much I love it. It might be odd for you to see.
So and be lead like, with that. Say that. Don't just head.
But it's simple. I love head so much that I need you to understand how much I love it. It's kind of odd, the amount, how much I loved it. I love it.
Okay, so my word to that is like, hate. I want you to know how much I hate Carl.
Hate Carl.
But
yeah.
I'm not even going to answer it. I hope you guys enjoyed that video. If you did enjoy that video, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Don't forget to check us out on
Patreon.
And subscribe to the new YouTube channel.
B3.
On that note, it's been your boy, Sergio's Talks.
It's your boy, Matt.
It's your boy, Carl. It's your boy, Michu.
And we'll see you guys next week.
It's your boy, Michu. Dando vueltas por la city con mi
mi canción en la bocina, que me quiere ver y está loca por tenerme. Dice que quiere más.